briefly, if you can look again in 2 Corinthians 10. We'll just reread that verse, the two verses, 4 and 5. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. Focusing there on strongholds, imaginations, every high thing. We have, these verses are written to believers. They're written to those who are in Christ. And so the power to deal with these things is there through God. But imagine how helpless an unbeliever is. An unbeliever must deal with the same things. Strongholds, Satan's grip on their souls, perhaps on your own soul. Imaginations, that's what the King James uses there. King James Version uses, we've been saying reasonings. But imaginations, the way that this world and the prince of the power of the air, that's Satan in Ephesians, the way that he messes with your mind, making you think that it's okay to live your life without Christ, to live your life without truly understanding who God is and what he wants to be for you. And then every high thing. All that has been established in this world that is godless. How can an unbeliever deal with this? In Matthew 11, we read that, "Come unto me, all ye that labor." The unbeliever labors against these things. He may not know it. You may not know it, but you labor against these things and are heavy laden. These things are a burden. They're a burden enough for the believer. So let's look in Matthew 8, just very briefly, to see how we, or even there be an unbeliever here, can find relief from all that is in this world through Christ. And you can read anywhere in the Gospels when you see what Christ did, what he said to people, how he touched them, and you see this is how. So I'd just like to look at three quick phrases in this chapter, Matthew 8. So in verse 2, there is a leper. He worshiped him, the Lord Jesus, and he said, "Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Lord, if thou wilt." In verse 8, before this, there's a centurion. He explains in verse 6 that he has a servant who is tormented. He is burdened. He's laboring. The centurion says to the Lord, when the Lord says, "I'll come and heal him," in verse 7, he says, "I am not worthy. Just speak the word." Later in the chapter, the disciples and the Lord are in the ship. There's a great tempest in verse 24. And he's sleeping. And the disciples came to come to him and say, "Lord, save us, we perish." So just quite simply, look at those three phrases. Verse 2, "Lord, if thou wilt." Verse 8, "I am not worthy." Verse 25, thank you. "Lord, save us." "If thou wilt, I am not worthy. Lord, save us." If you are here today, and these strongholds, these imaginations have been brought to your mind, and you realize there's something, you don't have the tools, you don't have the relationship with God, so that you can confidently say that through God, these things can be cast down. This is all you need to do. Recognize that the Lord is willing. See, there's progression through the chapter. First, the leper said, "If thou wilt." It's almost as if he was unsure. But he said it, and he was made clean. Then the centurion, wonderfully, says, "I am not worthy." You have to recognize, not only is the Lord willing, but you must recognize that we are not worthy of him. It's not just him. It's, "I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof." That is who Christ is. God, the Lord Jesus Christ, this one on the cross where we see this wretched picture of a man suffering, that is God. That is the Son of God on the cross. And then finally, truly, when he says, "Come unto me,"
He's waiting for you to cry from that deepest part of your heart, Lord, save me. So please, this evening, if you do not have this assurance of your salvation, understand he is willing. Understand that you are not worthy, but understand that if you cry to him, save me, he will. For his name's sake.
Amen.